in the morning.
So 7:24 is where we're at this morning. If you just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. Now, of course, we continue the conversation and speaking about a crime. And of course, it doesn't stop just because it's the festive season. At times we find a spike during this time of the year. And of course, referring to the senseless killing of the 5-year-old out in Lavender Hill over the weekend and many others, who become victims of gang violence and gang rivalry. But of course, joining us online for comment this morning is community activist and director of police, Abafazi Betu, and that's Lucinda Evans. Lucinda, good morning and thanks for joining us. Good to be chatting to you.
Good morning to you and thank you for allowing me a few minutes to tell you about where we are as the community at the moment with the death of Valentino Grootekies of Drury Court.
Of course, the news of Valentino, I think, over the weekend was absolutely heartbreaking. But speak to us in terms of the family, the community. How are they dealing at this point in time?
The family is not doing very well. They are completely broken. And I want to say thank you to the community members and leaders that have reached out to the family with regards to just what transpired in the last 72 hours. Our organization have arranged for the funeral that is taking place this coming Saturday at 8 a.m. at the Lavana Primary School Hall. But we are still busy collecting donations just to cover the food for the funeral. The burial and everything else is sorted. And we want to say thank you for New Destiny, who is a community funeral parlor that has come on board and partnered with us. For the family, we've arranged today for the Department of Social Development to come and see them because we are worried about mom's well-being, and she has a 6-week-old baby too and a 2-year-old. So we are also getting ready to go back to the family to see the further assistance that they will be needing today. So if anyone really just wants to contribute, want to support, you know, even just want to stretch out their hands to us as a community and to the Korki Khorotiki family, they can call me on 073-4244-665.
Now, Lucinda, you know, what are parents within these communities being advised in terms of, it is the holiday season, I mean, the kids are home, what are we expected to do with our children? Should they go outside and play? Should they stay indoors? What exactly are we telling them to do?
Absolute madness. I mean, Valentino was playing in his own backyard, in his home. And, you know, as an activist, and I've started 365 Days Campaign for Children, and with the beginning of festive season, I spoke about supervision of your children. Please know where your children are at all times. I'm immensely still worried about the children that are going unaccompanied to the beaches like Musenberg, Monandi, Monwabisi. And I've been saying on social media platforms, if you as an adult are on the beach, please, if you spot a child that is not accompanied, a small child, make it your business to go to that child and alert authorities. Valentino was killed in his backyard, playing with his brother, protecting his brother, because he pushed his brother out of the way when this adult monster came in and shot this child in the back of his head. Where are our children safe? What do we say as child protectors to other people when we say, you know what, supervise your child. Supervise your child in your backyard. What do I say to Valentino's mom? Because her child was in the backyard. He was supervised, and somebody came in onto their premises, onto their private space, and killed his child. I don't know. I don't have an answer saying where are our children safe. But to the communities that are still protecting these monsters, and to the communities that are still glorifying these monsters, and to the community, and I want to speak to the mother's heart. You don't give birth to a gangster. But when you protect your son that have shot another woman's baby, and you protect your son, it makes you a co-perpetrator. And for those mothers that are hearing my voice this morning, I want to say, you are a perpetrator. Give up your son. so that the rest of our children can play safely in their backyards, in their dining rooms, in their bedrooms, because there have been children over the years that have been shot inside of their home. And so when we speak about how do we protect our children, is that our communities need to change our mindset. My child needs to be your child, and your child needs to be my child. And for those parents that are saying, no, it's not my son, yes, it is your son. Yes, it is your son, on a Saturday afternoon at 3 a.m. that ran into 37 Drury Court chasing somebody else that you've already shot, and you shot and killed a child.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you know, in terms of Valentino, when exactly is his funeral going to be taking place? You know, we know assistance is needed. What's going on in that regard, Lucinda?
So I am doing the logistics on behalf of the family. I'm not the family spokesperson. We have just as an organization taken on to carry the biggest of the cost for everything. So it's going to be this coming Saturday, and it is at the Lavana Primary School, which is in Deptford and Crescent. And the funeral starts at 8 a.m. And then he's going to be buried in Plumstead Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any final comment? We have about 30 seconds to go, Lucinda, this morning. What would you like to say?
I just want to ask the general Cape Town, the community, when we go to the beaches, please, if you spot children that are unaccompanied on their own, take them to the authorities. Let us protect our children, even children at home roaming around after hours. Please, please, let us protect our children. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lucinda, and we wish you all of the best for the festive season, and we hope amidst all of this you get yourself some good rest as well.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Go well, Lucinda. Bye. And that was Lucinda Evans, community activist and director of Felisa Bafati Betu, speaking to us this morning.